Gone were the days when it was fashionable to see students troop to community libraries, not only to read, but also borrow some storybooks. That culture promoted sharp reading skills, improved spelling and fluency in the English language. Today, not only have that culture died down, but the libraries have also broken down and neglected. Government is embarking on a revival agenda of bringing back community libraries. The old Upper West Regional Library was built in 1977 and has outlived its usefulness. The new modern library has a special place for children, particularly to have access to educational materials tailored for them. President Mahama encouraged the young ones to spend their time productively at the library gaining knowledge.
Over the years, public libraries have been said to be the poor man's university. Many of us who are in leadership positions today owe our academic achievements and progress in life to public libraries. As a child, I was a very active member of the Tamale Public Library. I couldn't wait each day after school to plunge into my world of Nick Carter, Nancy Drew, Perry Mason, and the world created by Enid Blyton, the famous children's writer, and even the love stories that were contained in the Mills and Boone series. The library will be a learning hub facilitating effective teaching and learning and independent study.
The president assured the people that government will soon make a case to the Ministry of Finance to recruit more librarians to run the libraries. President Mahama also announced that government is studying a roadmap by the Expert Committee of Education to make each of the three campuses of the University of Development Studies, UDS, become autonomous. This falls into the vision of government that at least every region gets a public university. Later, President Mahama inaugurated a community water project for the people of Walembele in the Sisala East District. Apart from Walembele, 10 other towns are benefiting from a similar project.
So as I stand here to commission Walembele's water system, I'm commissioning the water system for Wichao, Nato, Sombo, Pongu, Manwe, Gurupie, Pina, Bufiama, Jawia, Jefisi. And all these water systems collectively are producing 353,000 gallons of water a day. And they're covering a population of more than 40,000 people.
President Mahama said government has worked this past few years to ensure that the country is self-sufficient in basic amenities.
We have concentrated on five main areas over the last 3.5 years. And I must say that we have made very, very significant progress. We've concentrated on access to electricity. We've concentrated on access to clean drinking water. We've concentrated on access to education. We've concentrated on access to healthcare, and we've concentrated on reconstructing the road network of this country. If you take the area of electricity, Ghana stands at almost 80% access to electricity, second only to South Africa in the whole of Africa in terms of access to electricity. If you take water, Ghana leads the whole of West Africa in access to clean drinking water. 76% of our urban and rural populations have access to clean drinking.
A spokesperson of the chiefs and people of Walembele had this to tell the president.
No other time would have been more appropriate than this, for we have long expected you. The project has seen completion and water is currently running. We wish to state unequivocally that we are very blissful and appreciative for this monumental project, and that we are proud having you as our president.
This is not the only project that gave us joy and honor. Walembele is the luckiest in the Sisala East District to have benefited from the community-based senior high school project. This critical project could have gone to any other community, but you chose to locate it here in Walembele.
On the start of the tour of the Upper West region, President Mahama inspected work on a 180-bed capacity WAR Regional Hospital. Soft inauguration of this project is scheduled for October this year. From WAR in the Upper West region, Pascalina Dadevu for Radio Ghana.